didn't.
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 = 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional, and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
This is Andrew Trebilcock reporting live from WONY 90.9 FM. This is Whatever I Want, Sundays 6 to 8 p.m. Playing behind me right now. You guys hear that? Yeah. It's from my sleeping CD. I brought in my sleep CD to play for you guys. But this is Flat Sound, the song name. It feels like I've been traveling through this cave forever, from his album Somewhere in the Distance, Somewhere Toward the Mountains, released 2019. Love Flat Sound. Maybe I'll open up with a Flat Sound song for you guys. Won't be like this. I'll play one of his acoustic songs for you. But yeah, we're on till 8 p.m. tonight. Hour left in the show. So I'll play some good stuff for you guys, okay? No complaining. It's whatever I want, after all. So yeah, I'm gonna play I Hope You Are Okay by Flat Sound from, his album Scotland, I Wish You Had Stayed, released in 2009. I believe it was his first one. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, I'll stop this one. We're gonna play I Hope You're Okay by Flat Sound.
To
without you.
That was I Hope You Are Okay by Flat Sound from his album Scotland, I Wish You Had Stayed, I think, right? Am I right there? Yes, I am. Released 2009. Good year. That was his first released record under his self-titled label, Flat Sound and Many Hats Endeavors. Great song. Pretty sad album, but great. If you like just like chill acoustic stuff, you would like that album. So check it out. Next up, I got some CDs in the studio. I got Aphex Twins' I Care Because You Do. What? I know. Yeah, it was in the, I found it in the Wony library, the Wony CD library, the other day, and I was like, no way. I guess the Wony DJs back in the 90s were pretty tapped in. Actually, did this come out? Yeah, this came out in the 90s, I think. Yeah, 95. Yeah. So I guess 1995, there was someone sitting in this chair that I'm sitting in right now. They're like, yo, we just got this sick new CD, bro. It's called I Care Because You Do. It's Aphex Twins new stuff, bro. So maybe this is from 95. I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to play this song. It's called Moo Kid by Aphex Twin. Dig it. Thank you. Okay.
Moo Kid by Aphex Twin. Was that last song? Pretty good. Weirdly, like a nostalgic song for me. I don't know. I didn't grow up listening to that. Like, my parents didn't really listen to that kind of stuff. But I don't know. When I just, like, hear that song, it's just, it's very nostalgic. I don't know. Reminds me of, like, elementary school. Something about it, you know, that's the magic of Aphex Twin. But next up, gonna play another fan favorite of the show, some Cocktude Twins. The song is called Seekers Who Are Lovers from their album Milk and Kisses. Oh. Excuse me. Yeah, some popular songs from... I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt myself. It's okay. But... I listen to my show after it's done because there's recordings of it, and I just like nitpick myself, and I'm always saying, so yeah, I'm always saying, yeah, shut up. Sorry. But some big songs from this album, Milk and Kisses, Serpent Skirt, Tish Bite, Violane, Half Gifts. Pretty good one. I gotta stop saying and yeah. Stupid. Sorry. So, Seekers Who Are Lovers. Cocktail Twins. This is how it sounds. Stupid. Why'd I say that? Stupid.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Seekers Who Are Lovers by Cocktoo Twins from their album Milk and Kisses. So, hope you guys liked that one. Been listening to it a lot recently. It's a good album. I'm just like always, like, okay. Let's talk. There's like always that like band that you kind of just like always go back to and just like always have in like your shuffle, you know? And for me, I feel like that's like Cocktoo Twins, you know? Like, I've never like, I mean, I guess sometimes I'll get like super into them and I'll like be binging all their songs and like all their albums. But like, I always have at least a couple Cocktoo Twins songs in the shuffle, you know? I like to switch it up. I recently like got this nice CD player set up in my bedroom. So, like, I've been more listening to, like, full albums. And, yeah, Cocktoo Twins are great. They have a lot of great albums. I was really into their album Treasure this semester, and Milk and Kisses is a timeless classic. But, yeah, I did it again. I said, yeah. I'm banning the word yeah. Next up, I got a hit for you guys. I know you guys like hits. Okay, everybody likes hits nowadays. This is High and Dry by Radiohead. I know. You have to know this song. If you don't know this song, I'm going to... Okay, cut myself off because I was getting angry. I'm not angry. I'm happy. I'm calm. But High and Dry, Radiohead, from the Bends. You should know it. I'm picking this song because I've been really like, locked in with guitar, you know. I'm like really trying to learn guitar, and I learned this song the other day, so I was happy with that, you know. I went to my professor, who's like, well, I don't know about professor, but I'm taking like guitar lessons, and I went to my teacher, and I was like, he wanted me to bring him three songs to learn, you know, and he was gonna pick one of them for us to focus on for the semester, and I picked High and Dry by Radiohead. And I picked Ceremony by New Order. And I picked that song I played earlier. What's the name of it? No More Like That. And so I showed him, like, we listened to all three of the tracks. And he's like, oh, those High and Dry and Ceremony, they're too easy. And he taught me how to play them in, like, 10 minutes. Like, I can admire people who can just, like, hear a song and then just play it from hearing it, you know? I hope to get like that one day. But... yeah, so he just showed me how to play High and Dry, and I thought that was cool. So I'm going to play it for you guys. I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to play the song, you know? You know what I mean. Shut up. So this is High and Dry by Radiohead.
Conversation, you'll be the one who can't talk. hearts fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. You're the ones who hate you when you think you got the world all sussed out. They're the ones who spit at you. You'll be the one
High and Dry by Radiohead. Yeah, you guys should know that one, right? It's good. It's good. It's a good song. I've heard it a lot, but it's good. It's so good, you know? So, next up, actually, I thought of this when High and Dry was playing. I got a secret Radiohead cover for you guys. Whoa. This is going to be Radiohead covering a Smith song, The Headmaster's Ritual. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't say anything. I'm sorry. I'm overreacting. But, so this is going to be Radiohead covering The Headmaster Ritual by the Smiths. Okay? I pulled this one out of my pocket. I was like, oh, they did that. So, let's see. I hope you guys like it. I love it. It's cool. So, yeah. I'm just going to play it for you guys.
Mistake. we kind of play fields. Surf flex your knees, knees to the groin, elbow in the face. Is it bigger than dinner plate? I wanna go home. I don't wanna stay.
You folks have no idea what
honey. Yeah, there you go. That was Radiohead covering Headmaster Ritual. Whoa. Yeah, I bet you guys haven't heard that one before. Huh? Yeah, I'll play High and Dry. I'll play High and Dry for you guys. Because I know you guys know High and Dry. But then Andrew's got a little thing in his pocket. Headmaster Ritual cover by Radiohead. That is a freaking good cover. Am I right? Come on. I mean, they killed it. I love how you guys should find, there's a video of it on YouTube, those covers, and they covered like Ceremony by New Order. I think they did like a Bjork song, but I was already texting my mom while I was playing that song. But yeah, it's crazy. I love how they kind of put like their own like Radiohead sound over those songs. Like, I love the tone they have on the guitar in that cover. It's super cool. But, yeah. Cool track. Dig it. Next up, I'm going to play another song from this artist who I love. Yifuan. I can't say the name, bro. But I talked about it earlier in the show today because I'm learning one of the songs on guitar. But it was like when Duster broke up in the 2000s for a little bit, the lead singer went off and did his own thing. And this song is called The Coffin Was So Light, I Thought It Might Float Away from Birds in the Ground. So, hope you like it.
Sea creatures turn. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of vampires lurking. Do what you want, as long as you want to be with me. Cowboy.
Okay. That was Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. Last My Bloody Valentine song of the night. If you're tuning in now, we played a lot of My Bloody Valentine earlier, first half of the show. So, hey, if you're tuning in now and you love My Bloody Valentine, I know there's that one guy out there listening right now. And you're like, man, I love My Bloody Valentine. Tune in next week. Maybe I'll play some more next week, huh? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to play the next song. You guys can guess what it is because I'm done. I'm done. Sorry for getting angry earlier. I just want to apologize. I'm stuttering a lot, and I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous. But I'll play one more song for you guys, and then I'll be out of here. I got the CD right here. Also found this in the Wony CD library, Red House Painters, Down Colorful Hill. I'm going to play a good song, Medicine Bottle. You might know it. If you're familiar with Red House Painters, you'll know Medicine Bottle. It's a pretty big song. But I'm just going to play it for you guys. Last song of the night. So, love you guys. I'll check in right after this song. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hold on. Got the wrong one queued up. My bad. Now we're good. Sorry.
Under a rainy cloud, passing through the dark south, we went into a big house and slept in a small bed. I didn't know you then as well as you of me. We talked of our sad lives, and we went off separately. I found your overseas souvenirs, holiday greeting cards, and some long forgotten high school fears. It's all in my head, I said, banging the piano. I've not been so alone, I thought, since kicking in the womb. I drank so much tea, I wrote my letters in kanji. Around the block I walked and walked, pretending you were with me.
All right, people. End of the show time. Not going to play that whole last song. It's a 10-minute song. And I got to get out of here. Up next, we got Joe Gloria's Air Bud. Check it out. Tune in. It's a good show. Jolly good show. So, yeah, I hope you guys liked today's show. I thought today was a pretty good set list. Highlight of the show. I would say, honestly, that Radiohead cover, I was jamming out to that song. That was a good one. I hope you guys liked it. So, yeah, tune in next week. I said it again. I said, yeah, of course I said it at the end of the show. I'm sorry. But tune in next week, 6 p.m. I'm going to have some more bangers for you guys. So, love ya. Thank you.
as cool as you think. Can't you see? Can't you see? I take my little songs too seriously. That's my thing. That's my thing. Showing everyone this heart on my sleeve.
Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneona IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No, report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneona-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from at oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change your passwords.